Elizabeth and Charlie just came back from their Alaska cruise and were full of joy and wonder. How could they have spent so much time working and building their careers when there was so much of this world to explore? They were full of excitement about the possibilities of traveling that they could speak of nothing else. Where's your next trip? Everybody wanted to know. They talked about an ocean cruise to the Caribbean and possibly a river cruise to the Netherlands. Both had intrigued them now that they were seasoned travelers. Jimmy, a friend of Charlie who had been retired for over 10 years, took their travel news with a wry sense of knowing. He and his wife had done the same, filled up the honeymoon phase of their retirement with trip after trip until it became old. Same routine, same luggage, same arrangements. How much spectacular food could you eat before you become immune to the pleasure of it? How many bus rides could you take on shore before the topography started to look the same and the natives became so scripted they could not be any nicer for that all-important tip? He laughed at the newness of the whole thing for Charlie and Elizabeth, but knew it would soon become something they'd tire of and needing something more meaningful to do with their lives. A normal process, he chuckled to himself, but one that would soon be replaced with a sense of longing and boredom. He recalled the conversation he'd had with his advisor. She wanted him to plan out what they would do with this open book, 24/7, 365, no plans other than to wake up every day. Of course they wanted to do the travel thing while they were young and in good health. But, she advised, you need to plan on what to do with the rest of your lives, assuming good health and plenty of time on your hands. He remembered the conversation and thought that he would grapple with that one once they finished their travel plans. He had taken a good amount of time to research that, all the places they'd ever said they wanted to visit, but did not have the time or the money. He knew they planned to visit friends who had moved away and those that had second homes in wonderful places. Now they could afford to go to these places and not on the cheap. So he had that all worked out when Elaine, his wife, told him she was not interested in spending all of her time traveling, but was very excited about the growing success of her cheese shop and had been approached about opening another store in another affluent area. She loved the idea of building this business and did not want to take off all this time to travel. She felt unproductive doing that. They compromised and decided to postpone the second store opening for 12 months while they did some traveling. They loved it, but it became repetitive, and when that time was over, he wanted to find something to do that gave him the same satisfaction Elaine got from working on the business growth. He toyed with working with her, but thought their marriage might be hanging in the balance. So the advice he had been given to find something to do with his life was now staring him in the face. This was not something he could have postponed, but something he needed to research and plan for as carefully as he did their travel plans. He did eventually decide to take some adult education courses at the local college and started a new career as a development officer for that college. He combined his sales skills with his commitment to higher education and found the role very satisfying and rewarding, not to mention the fact that his salary and bonus was a great benefit to their retirement planning and gave Elaine a welcome sense of security as she started the business expansion. Now, how could he relay all that to his buddy, Charlie, who was still enjoying his newfound freedom and reveling in the joy they felt when they discovered the rest of the world? He decided he couldn't go there. But he could share his experience with them and remind them to consider the other possibilities for their lives once they had seen all they wanted to see of the planet. The end.